Pan Air's new planes arrived in Unalaska last month with the promise of faster service. But as of Tuesday, about 100 people were on the standby list waiting for flights. According to Missy Roberts, the vice president of sales and marketing for Pan Air, the Saab 2000 has had mechanical issues, the airline has been short on crew, and there have been weather delays.
So it's sort of that perfect storm where the scenarios happened about the same time, creating, you know, the cancellations that you've seen that then created the backlog in individuals trying to get to their destination.
With the Saab 2000 coming on board, crew members must be trained to operate it. Crews are specific to an aircraft type, meaning if there's a mechanical problem, they cannot cross over to a different plane. Robert says that's a standard Federal Aviation Administration regulation across the industry.
If you are, you know, in a major carrier, if that carrier operates, let's say, both 737s and 757s, those crew members typically are not cross-trained to operate on either one.
The rule comes out of safety concerns.
The aircraft themselves are completely different styles when it comes to operations. And even though somebody might be very talented and be able to operate both, they really, from a safety standpoint, want crew to be focused on one aircraft type at a time.
Robert says weather cancellations are interfering with the ability to train staff. Once everyone is certified, the airline should be fully operational. The 2000s are flying to many airports in Pan Air's network in Southwest Alaska.